You're listening to episode 227 of the She's Building Her Empire podcast. If you haven't already rated and reviewed us on iTunes, make sure to pop over there and do that. It is a great way to keep us up high on the charts, which means we're going to get more visibility, which means we can impact even more incredible female entrepreneurs. So thank you in advance for those that have already left them and for those that are going to. Are you looking to blaze the trail and build or expand your business empire? Welcome to She's Building Her Empire, a place of motivation, inspiration, and innovative business strategies to help increase your income and, more importantly, your impact. Follow your purpose while building your empire with your host and business coach, Stacey Tuschel. Hey, you guys, Stacey Tuschel here from she'sbuildingherempire.com. I'm super pumped to talk to you today. We've got some really fun stuff planned. I hope this lighting is okay right now. So, you guys, so much good stuff. I am a few minutes late. My apologies. It was for a good reason. I'll fill you in just a second. So, what we're going to be doing, oh, this is why. Oh, my goodness. Hang on. Let me turn my light down a little bit. I'm like blinded. Hello, 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 you guys. How are you? Okay, hopefully that's good enough. Let me know if you can see me. Oh, good. Okay, thanks, Heather. So, you guys, big stuff today. I know we are coming off of a really great challenge. You guys did so good last week, but I don't want it to end here. I don't want it to stop just with the 5 days. I want to keep going with it. And I want to make sure that you really, truly know how you can level up your year next year. So thanks for joining. Thanks for coming on live. I was actually on a phone call with Lewis House privately. And I was like the type A person, and he was like, oh my goodness, I have to go. I have to get ready for my Facebook Live. But at the same time, I'm like, I'm not cutting him off and I'm not jumping off until we are finished. So my apologies that we were running a little late, but good stuff, all good stuff to come for you guys too. So I'm excited. Hi, you guys. Okay, so today we are chatting about vision boards, the power of what they can do. And I know if you're like, this is so woo-woo, whatever, it's really not. And I wouldn't call myself woo-woo. And if you're like, what is she talking about? Trust me, that's something you will hear a lot in the online space. But I want to share with you why I think it works, how I do it. I might even show you a little sneak peek of mine if you stick around. You'll hear me talk about that. I'm also going to talk about, I've got some things. Oh, I've got some questions you guys submitted ahead of time. I'm excited that you guys are going to have a chance to be able to do that. Hi, you guys. I'm also going to be doing next week, Monday at noon. I'm going to jump on here, you guys, as a little bonus, because here are the big questions people keep asking me, and I could talk all day about it, so we're going to do something next week, but people keep wanting to know, just how do I get started and monetize? How can I, like, quick start? So next week, Monday at noon central here on my fan page, we are going to chat about 10 ways that you can monetize immediately in the first month of January for 2018, okay? So you are not going to want to miss that for sure. Now, lots of questions coming in about Propel and Powerhouse. I will answer those at the end. That's my group coaching and mastermind that we just launched. I'll be answering some of those questions as well, but after we get through the good stuff, okay? You guys, if you have a lot of questions, I've been taking some fitting calls with people. So if you just want to jump on the phone with me, that's going to be the best way to do it versus us going back and forth. So we'll put the link in here as well for how you can sign up for that too. Okay. But it's just a free 15-minute call to see if one of those programs are a good fit for you. Okay. All right. So let's actually dive in. So now we recently have been reading the book, How to Be a Badass at Making Money by Jen Sincero. And just lots of great content in there. And of course, she brought up vision boards. I expected nothing less when I saw that. And one of the stories she brings up, and I've heard it before, and I'm sure you've heard it too, is when Jim Carrey talks to Oprah and he told her that he wrote out a check for $10 million. And like in the little note, it said for acting services render. And that was something he kept with him every day and would look at. Okay. Now it's not a vision board, but it's something that gets the same things done, right? So he's envisioning every single day this check and saying, this is what's going to happen. So long story short, yes, his first big gig that he got was Dumb and Dumber for $10 million. And he really says that this is how he manifests all of this stuff. And it really does work. And I truly, truly believe that. So I wanted just to quickly share that with you. You probably have heard that story before, but I want to kind of give you my own personal take on them too and how some crazy stuff has happened to me as well. So I've been doing vision boards now for quite a while. I started following Jack Canfield. He's the author of the Chicken Soup for the Soul books. He does a lot of other stuff as well. And one of the big things he talks about is vision boards. Now, I would love to see who's watching. How many of you have a vision board already? Yes or no in the chat. All right, I just want to see. This will be interesting. Now, I did a vision board years ago, and I update it every so often. I really should be updating them annually because things actually happen on that board, so I need to make sure that stays updated. So I decided at some point that I really wanted to have a second location of my brick and mortar business. So I have a couple different businesses. One of my businesses, my first business ever, is a performing arts academy. And I had this dream of opening up a second location, and I thought about it for years. So when I created a vision board, I went on to LoopNet, which is just this commercial real estate where you can go, you know, look at properties and things like that. So I go on LoopNet, I get this property that I feel like is actually a really good fit. I would definitely have a location there. The facility was great. The location around it was really like popular. Great place for moms to go drop off their kids for dance classes, okay? So I, you know, screenshotted the little picture of it, printed it off, put it on my vision board. And in the meantime, we actually moved houses. So we sold our house, we moved into my parents' house while we were building this house that I'm currently in. And as we were doing that, that vision board got packed away. And I did not open it up for quite some time. You know, when you're unpacking, there's probably still boxes in my basement right now that I still haven't opened up for moving. And as I was unpacking some of those boxes, looking through some stuff, it was so crazy because I, at the same time, while all this was happening, I actually had opened up a second location. And the weird part, now that's not that weird because I really wanted to do it. It was something I thought about all the time. The weird, crazy, scary part about it is we actually moved in to the building. The exact picture that I put on that board was the building we actually moved into, okay? That is crazy. Because I wasn't really going like, oh, it's time for me to buy a property or build a property or rent a property. I just decided, okay, that looks like something I would do. And I just took it and didn't think anything of it, okay? Is it a coincidence that we moved into the same exact space, right? I really don't think so. And when you're seeing that vision over and over and over in your head, I just think it's something that kind of stays with you, okay? Yeah, and so that's, Cindy Lou, that's exactly what I was just gonna say. I would see it all the time, right? So I wasn't seeing it when it was packed away, but I had been seeing it for like a year or 2 years every single day. So I don't think that it was that rare that I found that same space and was like, oh, this would be a perfect spot. Of course it was. I had been telling myself that for years, okay? Now this past year, I recently updated my vision board, and I mentioned this last week, but I'm gonna say it again in case you missed it. One of my big things for this last 2017 was it was time for me to up-level my brand, okay? So I really, truly wanted to take my brand to the next level and get visible, start getting in front of people that I wasn't getting in front of, and start to become friends with people that I really wasn't friends with yet, okay? Because when you're just getting started out, it's not that easy, right? So as I put this statement on my vision board, and I just see, who is it? Lisa said, vision statement, not a board. Here's why I think, I have statements on my board, but I think boards are very, very powerful, more so than just a statement. So I wrote a quote that said, you are the average of the five people you hang out with, okay? So that would be one of your statements that maybe you're looking at. But next to that, I had a picture of Marie Forleo, Pat Flynn, Amy Porterfield, okay? Now, you have to be very intentional with this. My intention was just, I wanted to up-level, and they were higher than me, so I thought, that's what I'm gonna put. I really didn't think I wanna hang out with Marie Forleo or Pat Flynn or Amy Porterfield. That was not really where I was going with that, okay? But I'm looking at this board right now, and I'm seeing these three faces, and number one, Pat Flynn, I was able to hang out with him in a small mastermind of 10 people for a day, where we just networked and brainstormed, okay? And he sat across from me at the table. I wasn't picturing doing that with him, but I don't think it's that rare that it happened because of how that works, okay? Amy Porterfield, same thing. I remember the first time I actually got to, it's funny too, because the first step of all of that was I started to have friends that were friends with them, okay? So it's like you're one person away. And, you know, knowing that, I even thought, okay, this is me up leveling. And then when you're one step away and you have that, it's not that hard to then meet those people, right? So all of a sudden I'm at Social Media Marketing World and I end up at the Cheesecake Factory eating dinner or having drinks, and Amy Porterfield is sitting next to me, right? With 10 other people. Then again, she's at my mastermind for an entire weekend in November last month. And all of a sudden she's in my mastermind for 2018. I wasn't trying to do that, but I don't think it is just out of the blue, right? I think that we really are putting these things that we truly want, and they're happening for a reason, okay? Marie Forleo is the only one I did not meet. However, like I said, I have met so many people and I'm friends with so many people now that are friends with her, right? So it's kind of like you work your way to that level. So those were just some little things that we did. And I did say, I want you guys this week, I'm going to talk a little bit more about it, but I want you guys this week to actually, and I'm not going to say this week, I'm going to say in the next 2 weeks, I'm going to give it a little longer because I get it's going to be Christmas soon. Perfect time to take a little break, okay? I want you to get a little crafty, and I'm not crafty, but I want you to go and get some stuff and actually make a real vision board. Now mine are, I'm going to say they're pretty. They're not just a piece of white paper with pictures on them. I actually went to, we have a store here called Hobby Lobby, like a crafting store, and I got a bunch of stuff that I normally would never buy or even really go into that store, and made it very pretty. And the reason I did that is because I wanted to be able to have it displayed, not for anybody else to see, but for me to see and want it to be out every single day for me to look at and go, okay, I really like this, right? So every morning it's actually in my closet. If you guys do this, I'm gonna show it to you. If 20 of you, 20, that's not that many, if 20 of you take a picture and show me your vision board inside of the She's Building Her Empire Facebook group, I will walk you into my closet and I will show you my vision boards that are up, okay? Now, I have two vision boards, and right now it's just a mix of everything. But what I'm gonna do when I update mine this year is I'm gonna have everything that came true on those vision boards be on one side and everything I want to come true be on the other, because I really want to see all of the stuff that actually has happened because of it, okay? So now there were some things on there that were material, right? Like materialistic. There's like cars on there, and there are really nice trips on there, places I wanna go and things I wanna do. But then there's some really meaningful, impactful things, right? So that it's a really good mix of that. I don't think you have to be afraid to have something materialistic on there. I don't think you should feel bad wanting nice things, right? Sometimes we feel guilty. I think though that like one of my things on there, it says to donate $100,000 in 1 year, okay? I can't do that without making a lot of money, right? I can't have a big dream like that without wanting to create this big vision. I don't think when you're doing amazing things like that, that you should feel guilty about buying yourself something nice that you really want, okay? So I'm okay with you having some materialistic stuff on there. I'm totally cool with it. But I also want you to have something really meaningful and impactful and really think about the people that you're trying to serve and what it's going to do for them, okay? All right, so that is something I want you to do. I'm not showing you mine until after. I got to see 20 of you guys in there. Who's going to do it? Do I get any yeses for this? Are we going to have some people on here live doing it this week? I hope so. Okay. Oh, cool. Lisa said, I actually love making them. All right, cool. All right. So you guys, some really good quotes from this chapter that I want to bring up just because she has so much good stuff in here. Okay. So this is from Jen Sincero's book. Okay. Let this just sit with you for a minute because these are good things and I'm saying them to myself right along with you. Okay, number one, what you can and can't afford is all in your mind. Okay, now somebody probably just said, no, but I really don't have any money. Okay, no, this is where mindset stuff is major, you guys. Your success is more determined next year by your mindset than it is with what strategies you know and what systems you need to put in place. Okay, we need to make sure your mindset is there. Okay, so I'm gonna say that again. What you can and can't afford is all in your mind. Number two, an excuse is nothing but a challenge that you've given your power to. These are also good. I just wanna keep repeating each one. Next one, if you want to change your life, you must be more available for the ridiculous than your reality. I don't know if I missed that word there, but she does talk like that sometimes. So I'm going to repeat that. If you want to change your life, you must be more available for the ridiculous than your reality. When it comes to changing your life, if you're not scared, you're doing it wrong. Now, here's the thing. When I'm doing these fitting calls with people for Propel and Powerhouse, okay, when I'm on the phone with them, they're excited, but they're nervous. They're nervous, okay? They might even be a little scared. Now, there's a difference between feeling that excited, nervous feeling of like, oh my goodness, I can't believe I'm doing this, but I'm so glad I'm doing this, than this like horrible feeling in your gut that you know you shouldn't be doing something, okay? So don't confuse those two. You might be scared, but it might be a good scared, you know? So be thinking about that. And if you're like, I just don't know, get on the phone with me and we'll chat about that, okay? Know that I don't want anybody that's not a good fit either. And I definitely don't want somebody in there that is scared out of their mind that they are like ruining their lives or gonna lose their house, etc. Okay? All right. Jennifer said, isn't your mindset in some way a strategy? Technically, I would say probably yes, but it is something we really have to focus on, you guys. All right. How determined you are determines your outcome. How determined you are determines your outcome. Sometimes we think we're determined and we're just playing small, right? So think about that, okay? Lisa, are you opening up Launched in 90 anytime soon? I will fill you in very soon, okay? I will be letting you know what's going on with that. All right, so here's a couple questions that I've heard that I've been answering, questions that have come through. If you submitted a question for me, thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, so a couple things that I wanna share with you that have popped up over these days. Every time I do fitting calls, it's market research, right? I'm learning so much about my customers, my clients, and things pop up where I'm like writing notes down because I'm like, I gotta tell everybody this, okay? Now, I would never share people's names. Everything you've talked about to me privately is private, okay? But anyway, so somebody said, I really want to work with you in 2018, but I need a few months to get prepped and ready. What are your top tips to prep for working with you? Okay. Oh my goodness. Like this was music to my ears when I read this. So people always say this, and you probably have said this at some point too. Okay. So you probably have said like, well, I want to work with this person, but there are some things I need to do before I can work with them. How many of you, yes or no, in the comments have said that before? I want to work with this person, but I just need to get my act together a little bit. I just need to get this done first, okay? Here's what I'm going to say to you. Let me help you, if I'm your person, get ready, okay? Because a couple situations happen. So as I'm launching this program and I'm trying to find like amazing people that I want to work with, I went back and I opened up applications of people that had asked to privately work with me just one-on-one, okay? And I reread everybody's applications, and then I was reaching out to people that I'm like, oh, I want to work with her. She'd be great for Powerhouse. So as I'm doing that, there's this one girl, and I remembered her, and I was like, oh, cool. So I went to go to her website just to see what she's doing. So that's another thing, guys. I might not reach out sometimes. I always follow up with them, but I'm saying, like, I might not reach back out, but I check back in sometimes, okay? So I went to her website. I just wanted to peek and see what she was doing. And the website was actually for sale. So the domain name was for sale. So her firstandlastname.com, you could go buy it, okay? And it was just like my heart broke for her. And the reason this ties in is because on her application it said, I make you fill out, do you want to work with me yesterday? 0 to 3 months from now, 3 to 6 months, et cetera. Because I want to see like how willing are you wanting to work with me? And she picked, I think like 3 to 6 months. And she said, I just have to get ready first before I can work with you, okay? If I was a crier, I would probably tear up by that because I'm sitting here reading this application that she desperately wanted me to help her, but she was gonna go off by herself to get ready and then come work with me. And now her domain name is for sale, which means her business is done, right? And that kills me because I'm reading these applications and I'm like, oh my goodness, these people are amazing. They're gonna do amazing things. And sometimes when you're getting ready, by yourself, you start to doubt yourself. You start to question, am I really good enough? Can I really make this work? Why am I not making any money? why is my husband keep asking me why I'm not making any money? That was a couple things that happened yesterday on the conversation, these phone calls, people saying, listen, I really need to make some money. My husband is starting to ask questions. I've been there. I get it. Okay. So be careful that you are not one of those people that you're thinking, I'm going to come back to you in March. I'm going to come back to you when you launch that next program. You need to make sure you're still going to be here at that time, right? You need to make sure that you have what it takes to do this on your own, because you guys, I would never do this on my own. I am in not one, but two masterminds next year. I am surrounding myself with people that are doing exactly what I want to do. So be careful, you guys. Be super, super careful, okay? That is all I have to say on that part. So my answer to you is, let me help you get ready. The best tip I can give you is, let me help you prep whatever you think you have to get your act together with. Let me help you do that. Absolutely. Absolutely. I love it. Okay. So this one is kind of ties in. I'm just not making money yet. As soon as I start, I want to hire you. Same situation, same sentence. The question I have for you is, what is the cost of doing it alone, right? What is the cost of you doing it by yourself, spending the next however many months? Here's what I'll ask you. I'll ask you, when you pick these goals for next year, what is going to change? What is going to be different than before? So if you're not making money right now, okay, or you're not making consistent revenue, because that was me not that long ago. I was making money, but it was like here, there. It wasn't consistent. What needs to change for you to have that happen for this year, okay? So that is a big one that you need to be thinking about. What is going to be different? Because if this year didn't work, or this, you know, round of whatever you're doing isn't the way that you want it to be, what are you going to be doing differently, okay? All right, I want to take a quick minute and talk about one of our sponsors today. HelloFresh is a meal kit delivery service that shops, plans, and delivers your favorite step-by-step recipes and pre-measured ingredients so you can just cook, eat, and enjoy. They have three plans to choose from: classic, veggie, and family. And I love how all of the ingredients came pre-measured in a labeled meal kit so you know which one goes with what recipe. Now, the first meal I cooked was the classic beef chili, and it was so good. And I love eating chili when the weather is not so nice outside, and it's pretty cold here already in Wisconsin. Now, my little 4-year-old Tanner loved helping me, and she was immediately said, you know, can we do this again tomorrow night? So I know she liked it. Now, I normally am not someone who is cooking homemade meals, but this was really, I would say, pretty easy. The fact that it was delivered right to my door in a recyclable, insulated package, pictures for me to see each step of the way. I mean, guys, anyone can do it. Now, I also tend to be a creature of habit, and I usually eat the same things over and over. And I love that they were things I wouldn't think to cook on my own, and I really enjoyed trying new things. So make sure to go to HelloFresh.com and enter promo code EMPIRE30 to get $30 off your first week of HelloFresh. All right, let's get back to today's episode. Okay, here's a good one. Stacey, I don't have a product yet, but as soon as I create and get it up and running, I'm going to invest in something, okay? So understand that sometimes, you guys, it's easier to start with that training than without it. So when I came into this online space, I immediately went to Darren Hardy's like $10,000 event with my mind of, help me figure out what I'm going to do here. And I left in 2 days knowing I was going to serve female entrepreneurs and I was going to teach business strategies online. And it was just done. Whereas sometimes it takes forever to get all of that clarity. I was just on the phone, I'll say, with Pearl. I'm gonna say her name because there's nothing private happening here. And she came to me and she said, I'm very confused on where to move forward. And by the end of, I think it was only, we were on the call 30 minutes. She said, I have so much clarity. It's just, I'm like, I know exactly what to do. Well, here's the thing. Pearl is more amazing than I think she realizes. She already knew what to do. But sometimes we just need that permission to say, I think this is a great idea, right? We need that validation of, yes, keep going with it. Keep moving forward, okay? So you need that. You need that support system around you to be able to do that. Couple things I want you to be thinking about for this year that you need, and you got to figure out what the gaps are, okay? Everybody's different, so listen and see who you are. And write down, I want to see who you are in the chat. Clarity, okay? Are you struggling with clarity? You're not sure what course to create. You're not sure what product is next for you or where your focus is going to go next year. Maybe you don't even know who you want to serve yet specifically. You've got a couple options, okay? Are you struggling with accountability? Like, am I actually going to do it, right? Implementation is everything, you guys. Are you actually going to implement this big vision? So maybe you have clarity. You are crystal clear what you're going to do, but do you have the accountability to do it? Okay, so between clarity and accountability, those are two of them. Here's a good one. Do you need a challenge, right? So sometimes, I know for me, I like to be pushed. I like to be, I shouldn't say pushed. I like to be stretched, right? I like to grow, but it's a lot easier to do that when you're surrounded by other people doing it. So again, you might need clarity. You might need accountability. You might need a challenge, right? I don't know how I want to call it. You could call it support. I wrote down safe space. Do you have a space that you can go to, people you can go to, and be super honest and say, I just had a horrible launch, right? I just bombed this. I sold something and zero people bought. I'm losing money every day and I'm not making any money in my business, okay? Do you have a place like that where you can share the stuff that you really don't want to share, but you know you have to? With people that get it, you guys, oh, be super careful of talking to people that are not entrepreneurs about your business. Because it's scary to be an entrepreneur sometimes. It's even scarier when you're in a 9-to-5 and this world is so foreign to you. So when you say to somebody, oh, I'm going to go, you know, do a 5-day challenge. And I'm going to spend $5,000 on Facebook ads, hoping people sign up. And you tell your friends this, right? And they're going, are you nuts? Like, what if nobody buys? What if they don't want to sign up for your program? What if, and you hear all these negative things versus somebody who gets it. That's like, oh yeah, I actually spent 6,000 last month, or I spent 1,000 and I wish I would have spent more. Right? So when you talk to people, be careful that you're not talking to the wrong people, and they can be loving and supportive and like your best friend, but they don't have ill will against you. It's just, they just don't get it. They just don't understand. Mm-hmm. Okay. So out of those, what do you need? I said to you, what's going to be different next year? What out of those do you need that you really need to make a difference in what you're going to do? Clarity, accountability, challenge, you know, stretching yourself, safe space, or support. What is your biggest one that you feel like, I need this? Would love to see that, okay? Okay, so somebody wrote in with the questions, and they basically said, I had this great challenge with you. I have this big vision. Now I'm stuck. Will I actually do this? Will I actually do this? Okay. So I'm going to say to you, and hopefully you're listening. Okay. Melanie said all of the above. Rita said greater clarity. I think we all can have a deeper version of all of the above, right? You might have clarity, but I think we always get even more clear about what we want as time goes on. I think we can up level our relationships every single time. So I think we probably all need a better version of those, but there might be one that really sticks out to you for sure. Yeah, I like that. Okay, cool. More clarity for sure, for sure. So this person that said, will I actually do this? Okay, here's where I'm gonna say, you know, I hope so, but I don't know if you're gonna do it. I can't want this business more than you want your business. What was the quote we just said, you guys? How determined you are determines your outcome. That's my answer right there. How determined are you? Okay. So I know I can't give you like, okay, go do this, this, and this, and this, because I can tell you what to do, but if you're not going to do it, it's not going to help. Okay. Mental toughness coach. What is the most important component of a vision board? I would say make it well-rounded. So I have all different categories of, and if you guys got questions, please post them. I'm definitely going to take some questions today. I think well-rounded, all areas, getting that balanced. So yeah, I said, get the fun, put the fancy car on there, go get the whatever shoes. Sure. Great. But make sure you have things on there about relationships, okay? I have a picture of my family on there. So my husband and my two little girls. And I put on there happy and healthy. And it's just a nice picture of us that's reminding me that I want to stay together, the four of us, and I want us to be happy and I want us to be healthy, right? So sometimes we can be so business focused. I don't know about you, but I am so business focused when it comes to my goals. I forget to write down goals for anything else. So make sure that it's really, really balanced. So don't just think about professional, think about personal. Maybe some hobbies that you want to start doing. Maybe some self-care that you know I need to get a massage every month or I need to go do this. Put it on there, okay? Yeah. One thing I'll tell you, massage for me, probably why I brought it up, I love massages. Like that is like my time to relax, okay? And I get them done. I get them every month. And I keep saying, oh, when I can afford to get them done weekly, I will. Okay, first of all, half the time, you guys, your goal, your dreams you can afford, but we just don't think of it like that, or we think we could spend it someplace else. And I've been saying the weekly thing for so long, and I almost feel like it's just never gonna happen. Not because of money, it's almost more because of time and other things. And recently I started, this is probably a horrible example, but I'm hoping this helps a little bit. So recently I started saying, okay, forget the weekly thing. I am gonna just start going every 3 weeks until it becomes a habit, right? And then when it wouldn't be that weird to go from 3 to 2, I'm gonna do it. And then when it wouldn't be, you know, like start just making those little baby changes to get you where you actually wanna be instead of having this dream that is just a pipe dream and it's sitting there and it's never going to happen, right? So it might not be money, it might be time, it might just be, who knows, right? Like even saying it out loud, money and time, do I really have an hour a week and the money to go buy it? I do. But I'm not doing it, right? So baby steps, like go there. So I really just made sure I scheduled one every 3 weeks so that I just had it, right? And then I'll be like, okay, you know what? I like this. I'm gonna go every 2. Okay. Sorry, my light is like crazy bright today. Oh, cool. Thank you so much. All right. So other questions you guys asked. The new training that I'm going to do is next week, Monday at noon. And it's going to be 10 ways to monetize and then jumpstart your business in January. Okay. So something like you can do quick, because that was a big one was I just need to make my money back. Like I just need to really go for this and invest in it. Okay. All right. So somebody said difference between a vision board and vision journaling. I actually think both are great. So every morning I open up my phone and I read things that I've written in notes every single morning after I meditate. My vision board, I see every single day when I'm in my closet, getting dressed for the day, getting dressed for putting pajamas on, right? So I think they're both great. And I think you could do both of them. I don't think you need to pick one or the other. Okay. This was a really big one. So some people I read are concerned about leaving their 9 to 5 and making that big jump. And like, this is going to be the year I quit. Here's what I will tell you guys. Now I've never had a 9 to 5, but I will tell you, here's what I can tell you is when I was in college, I actually was a bartender because I was going to school full time at a university. Then in the evenings I would teach dance, and on the weekends I would teach dance. The only time I could actually work and make money was basically from 10 at night till 2 in the morning. Okay. So yes, I was a bartender, and it's actually how I met my husband. So it's a good thing that I was. So anyway, what's my point of the story? Okay. My point of the story is I was doing that while I was running my business, and I did not quit until I knew my business could sustain me without needing that extra cash. I don't think you should be quitting any business until you know this new business is actually making that money. Because when people are desperate, especially without money, you guys, when you are desperate with that lack of money, you make really bad decisions, okay? Really bad decisions. So be very, very careful with that specifically, okay? Now, if you already quit and you're like, oh, I'm just gonna figure this out on my own, you more than anybody need somebody to coach you because you don't have the time. You have to fast track it. Like, easy as that, okay? But I don't ever encourage people to quit their job. One time, Patricia in one of our masterminds was like, I quit my job today. And I immediately messaged her and said, we need to talk. I need to make sure you're okay. I wanna make sure you thought this through. And it was perfect. She was fine. They've been thinking about it for a long time. Her and her husband like made the decision together. I was like, okay, I'm glad. I just want to make sure, because it scares me if you're not ready for that jump yet, okay? Okay, how much time should we dedicate weekly? This is all, you guys, this is all you. You have to decide for yourself. You can work 40 hours a week, you could work 10, you could work 20, you could work 1 hour a day and that's it. It really depends on how much time you actually have. Because if you're a 9-to-5er, you might only have an hour in the morning or an hour at night. And if you're somebody who has all the time in the world, then great, then you figure that out. Just because you have that time doesn't mean you should do it, because you just get busy and you're not really productive. That's what I've noticed. I one time recently had an entire 8 hour day with no appointments scheduled. I kid you not, I probably could have worked for 3 hours and got as much done as I did in that 8 hour day. Cause I was kind of just like, what do I do now? What should I do now? What's next? You know, it's almost weird to have that much time open sometimes. Okay. All right. Okay. I saw people in here struggling since they don't have a specific product or service in mind. What are the first steps they can take and what should they have already lined up? Do I need a website? Do I need this? Do I need that? I think all of those things obviously help you. Like somebody was talking to me and they're like, I love the brand. I love the website. Everything looks great. They checked me out, right? Sometimes we check somebody out and we're like, oh, they don't have a website. Okay. So yes, it definitely helps you. But in the beginning, when you are kind of bootstrapping it, there are things that I would recommend spending money on and things I probably wouldn't do. You just need a place for people to go and find you, right? So when you're doing something that leads to a freebie, you might be able to get away with just a lead page or ClickFunnels or using Kajabi's pages, etc., versus spending a couple thousand on a website. It really just depends on, like, that's a question I wish I could talk to you specifically, because I would want to see, and that's what we do in the coaching. I want to see what you've got going on, and then I'd be like, you don't need this, you don't need that. Okay, great, you got this. Okay, let's move forward with just that, okay? Yeah, and sometimes working too many hours, you become busy and you're really not doing anything, right? For sure. Okay. Okay, so lots of people said, I wish you would have launched your program earlier. I already have a group next year. I already have a program started. I'm doing two programs too. So I'll tell you that. I'm in James Wedmore's mastermind for next year, for my second year in a row, and I'm in Lewis Howe's program, his mastermind. For me, if I know that I'm going to get that return on my investment, it's a no-brainer. So that's up to you. I can't promise you when I'm going to open the doors back up or what I'm launching, when, but I can say that if you know this is a good fit and that if you know you need it, I would not be waiting, hoping for anything, because you just never know, you guys. I might launch it and go, I love it and I love the group the way it is, and I'm not going to reopen the doors till next year, right? I won't know, and that's why I can't promise anything. I'm so sorry. Lots of questions like that. Okay. Rita, for sure. Oh my goodness. Rita said, I can align with the desperation space leading to wrong decisions. Because your mind isn't clear, right? You've got stuff going on and you're not making the smart choices that you would normally make when you're not in that desperate situation. So getting there can be detrimental to your business. Hi, Amanda. I'm so excited to see you on here. Okay. I want to make sure, I think I got a couple more things in here. Oh, okay, here's another one. A lot of people saying, I don't really have a budget for Facebook ads. I don't have a budget for whatever that paid advertisement is. My best way that I got to get visibility my first year was connecting with people, being in part of, like I was on 75 podcasts, I think last year alone, because of just meeting other people and doing like interview swaps. Hey, do you want to come on my show? I'll come on yours, etc. The more you can start to connect with other people, like groups are so super important, and not just to be in it because you're in it, but like to actually connect and say, hey, Cindy Lou, what are you up to? What do you do? I want to know more about you. And then she's like, oh, here's what I do. Oh, great. Well, all of a sudden you're exchanging information. Somebody's your bonus for your next course. You're doing her bonus. She's jumping on as a guest expert on your webinar. Somebody was so excited when they saw all of my guest experts coming in to Propel. And I said, I don't know if you noticed, but every single one of them are in my mastermind. Because that's just how easy it is when you have people around you like that. Okay. How often are you able to connect with you? How often are you able to connect with you? Are you, is that really what you meant? Do you mean like, how often am let me know if that is exactly what you mean. Like, how often do I connect with myself? Or did you mean you connecting with me in a program? I want to see if I got that right. Networking events. Do you suggest them? Which ones? Should you start locally or virtually? Okay. I think this is where you experiment, okay? You try it out. You check in with referrals. You see what people are saying about it. I think some are great. I think some are, it's like you walk in, you're like passing out a business card. Nobody calls anybody or people are just looking to pitch their product on you. so be careful with that. I usually try to get a referral of somebody else that's gone or done it because I was almost about to go to a program recently and somebody else was like, hey, I was there. Trust me, you're not going to like it. Don't go. I'm like, thank you. Like, this just saved me. It was local. So I'd have driven to this place, been there for however long. Okay. I mean, it would have wasted half my day. Okay. So that's yes, for sure. Oh, me connecting with you. Okay. So if you're talking about, and I'm hoping I'm saying your name right, Anisha. And I know you're in your perfect product. So I'm excited. So how often are you connecting with me in Propel? We have a Facebook group and same thing with Powerhouse. So at any time you guys can go and post in there and ask me questions. But in Propel specifically, once a month, I do an Ask Stacey where you actually get me live like this. But you can ask questions anytime because I'm in that Facebook group. And then Powerhouse, we do 2 calls a month, okay? Powerhouse gets private time with me. They get quarterly phone calls and Boxer access, like the audio app, which I'm excited about. That's like my private client's favorite thing is Boxer access. Hopefully that answered your question. The big thing for me, you guys, is the retreats in my programs. Like, I would not have programs without having live events. There is nothing like a live event. Nothing. The way that you connect with people there or the stuff you get done. We had a retreat here back in October. I actually did 2 in October. And I made the people, before they left, write down everything they accomplished in those 2 days with me. It was insane. Somebody said, this was my to-do list for the last 2 weeks. And like, look what I got done in 2 days. So I think you get real stuff done at these retreats. And then you're meeting amazing people that become your friends, become your bonuses, collaborations, JV partnerships, etc. So the live events are so worth it. We travel more in Powerhouse than we do in Propel. And like Powerhouse, we're going to Italy, which is I'm so excited about. Italy was on my vision board, FYI. Now you're like, Stacey, that doesn't really make sense. Like, yeah, you attracted it, but you just picked the location. Yes, but I have been thinking about doing it for so long and seeing it every day. I was finally like, it's going on in the program this year. Like, it's happening. Okay. So it's just a good reminder of what you want and why you need to go for it. Okay. So I'm excited because now I can take Italy's picture and put it on the other board. That means it's done. Hey, Catherine. Okay. Last question. If there's anything else live, ask me. This is the last question. Now I feel like I got to put pressure to pick a good one. I actually had a lot of questions, you guys, but I can only answer so many. Okay. And it's already 12:45. Oh my goodness. Okay. Okay. I'm going to go with this one. Somebody said, not clear on your ideal client. Don't even know if I'm one of them. Now, when I read that, I was like, oh my goodness, that's not good that somebody didn't know who my ideal client was. So we immediately went on one of our sales pages and put it on there. However, you guys, my ideal client, typically, I've got 3 people that I mostly work with. 2 of them are the main ones, I'll say. So number one are people that already have a business of some sort. And they want to start another business. They may have a brick and mortar business. They may have another online business, but they're looking to start something new. Okay. They're a 9-to-5er who are successfully working in a regular corporate job, who know they would rather just have the freedom and flexibility and work on their own and be their own boss. The third one, which might be just as common as I say this now, are people that have in the direct sale industry or MLMs. I don't help that. But they want to branch out and do their own thing. So Rachel is a great example of that. Rachel came to me working for an MLM and was just like, you know, it's good, but not, there's a lot of rules and it's not going as well as I would like it to be. First 30 days, made $3,000 selling her own product, had never sold a product before. Okay. She's been with me now. I just talked to her yesterday. I think we're on a, she was working with me for 90 days and we're already going on month 5 because she's just like, this program is working. This is launched in 90. Like, why would I not keep doing this? Rachel's on. Hey, hey, hey. Okay, cool. So she's a real person. I'm not lying. So Rachel was somebody that her people were waiting for her to sell something, waiting for her. Okay. She would have been successful with or without me for sure. She's a go-getter, but hopefully she will agree. I think I helped fast track her and just like, let's do this. Let's get it done. Even yesterday, she's like, let's just keep going because I feel like that's how we are together. It's like we're feeding off each other. Okay, go do this. Okay, great. She's getting success. She's getting results. So Rachel has been killing it in what she is doing. So proud of her. Okay. Oh, Melanie, absolutely. Claire, can you post the fitting call link in there too? And you can put it as the pin post. That would be great. Yeah, for sure. And I think Rachel too, like, it's just good to have, you might say something and then go, what do you think? And then I'm like, oh, it's great. And it's just that, okay, cool. Like, you feel better making decisions that aren't going to ruin your business, devastate your business. You're like, okay, great. I had this great idea. She thought it was a great idea too. So it's just somebody else to validate that and then go, here's what I want to do. Not that you're always going to agree with your coach or you're always going to go, okay, she said it, I'm going to do it. But it's just good to have somebody else's outside opinion. So for sure, 100%. All right, you guys, we are going to post that fitting call link at the top of a pin post. I actually think it's just bit.ly/fitting call. That is to get on a 15-minute call with me to see if you're a good fit for any one of our programs, Propel, Powerhouse. Even if you're like kind of debating, you're thinking about it, just jump on a call and I'll help you. I'm not going to push you in a bad way. I am. Oh man. One of my clients told me she got on the phone and this girl made her cry because she didn't want to buy her product. I will not make you cry. I will promise you, I will make you feel good no matter what decision you make when you jump off. There is no pressure here. It is really just to see if you're a good fit. Okay. All right. You guys, I'm hoping to jump on some more calls with you guys this week. I opened up calls this week and next week for those fitting calls. But even if you want one next week, go get it booked now so that I know how many spots I need to have open. Because we are closing the doors to Propel and Powerhouse very, very soon. More details. Was it Lisa that wanted to know about Launch to 90? I'll let you know about that for sure. Propel and Powerhouse come with Launch to 90 though. Okay, you guys. Okay. All right, you guys, have a great day. Thank you so much for jumping on. Do not miss my live on Monday at noon Central. 10 ways to monetize immediately in the month of January next month, okay? Like, kickstart your year. Here's how we're going to do it. Some of you might be even way bigger go-getters than I realize, and you might do it at the end of December. You might take Monday's information and go, I'm still selling before I leave for break, okay? All right, you guys, thank you so much. Rita, it is bit.ly/fitting call, and I will put it in the comments after this, okay? All right, guys, thank you so much. I will chat with you very, very soon. Bye, everyone. We appreciate you joining us for this episode of She's Building Her Empire. Be sure to join the free Facebook community at shesbuildingherempire.club. For more free content, videos, and rock solid business advice to build your purposeful business and take it to the next level, please visit shesbuildingherempire.com. We look forward to helping you build your empire, create an everlasting impact, and live the life of your dreams. Until next time.